I'm standing watching Paul A. Young talking to a crowd of people about tempering chocolates. There are people 3-4 deep standing around with these huge pots of melted chocolate as he's giving out advice, saying chocolate doesn't like water, it doesn't like to be heated too hot, and the best way to melt your chocolate is for quite some time. And I've got my youngest daughter here with me, who's 5, who's going to have a go at tempering the chocolate in just a few minutes. Paul is one of the chocolatiers in London who is one of the few chocolatiers who makes absolutely everything by hand. There is no tempering machine, there are no automated processes. Everything that he does is made by hand. And 80% or 90% of what he uses, the chocolate he uses, is the Valherona chocolate, which he feels is the perfect taste to blend the chocolate. I'm just watching the tempering process over here at the moment, across a large slab of marble, and Paul's just pouring over quite a large amount of chocolate over there. Paul's suggesting, rather than go for marble, go for a granite to temper your chocolate on. Perhaps go to somewhere like a B&Q or a Home Sense or a Home Base, and ask for offcuts. As long as it's marble, cold, smooth, or granite, perfectly good for tempering chocolate on. There's so many people here at Chocolate Unwrapped, and the ability for the public to be able to get their hands on and actually taste the chocolate, see the chocolate, and meet the top chocolatiers in the UK is phenomenal. There's every different kind of chocolate here you can imagine. What's really fascinating is to see my 5-year-old completely absorbed by everything that Paul is saying. She's captivated. Well, who wouldn't be? Well, Isabel's setting too. She's got her gloves on, she's got her apron on, and I'm just going to have a quick word with Paul on the left here. Paul, this chocolate academy that you've got here, we're listening to people talking about you while you've been talking. You're very passionate about telling people and teaching people. Is that something that you're doing all the time now?
Teaching?
Yes, teaching people how to temper chocolate like this.
At the show I am, yes. We are this weekend, because the show is about educating and sharing what we do with people so they can have a go.
And obviously lots of people are going to go away from here, including my little girl, and we'll go home and we'll temper the chocolate ourselves, having watched you do it so beautifully. What's the main thing to look out for?
Many things. There isn't one thing to look out for. It's about practice. You've just got to practice, and make sure that you use the best chocolate quality you can, and persevere. It's perseverance, and don't get frustrated. It's quite an art, but once you get it, you can make anything out of chocolate. So really, the thing to watch out for is yourself. Be patient, be passionate, and if you make a mistake, don't worry. It's chocolate. You can melt it back down again and try again.
My little girl is going to be rolling some truffles here and bits and pieces. Is that a really good thing for children to be doing, perhaps for Christmas presents?
Yes, if they want to do it, then don't expect perfect truffles. Expect properly handmade truffles, things that are fun. Get them involved, because it's hands-on, it's craft, it's handmade. And if they learn to cook with something they love, like chocolate, then that can only be a good thing. And Christmas presents, who doesn't like a homemade Christmas present? Everybody loves a homemade Christmas present, and that's the way forward, I think. Homemade is best made, I think.
Well, I'm going to have a very messy kitchen for the next few weeks if my daughter's practicing the tempering. She's absolutely captivated over there. And how is there any age you'd recommend sort of to start? Is 5 too young?
There are stages of making chocolates where you do have to have heat and very hot water, and there are stages where the chocolate is very hot. So as long as there's an adult, even if the adult does the tricky bit like heating the chocolate up and use, you know, that part, they can get their hands in. That's any age, because, you know, even two-year-olds have got their hands in paint and dough and, you know, plasticine, and if there is still plasticine, showing my age, then why not? I say just go for it.
Talking about your age, how old were you when you first started doing this?
As a profession and a business, 10 years ago, so I was 29.
That's interesting. What was your background before then?
I've been a chef and a patissier, and now I'm a chocolatier. I've been a product developer. I've been a teacher. All food related, all hands-on, all hand-making. So chocolate just evolved and happened about 10 years ago, out of working with patisserie, really.
You've got a cracking book back there. How long has that been out? A crackingly good-looking book back there.
Oh, yes, the book's been out 3 years exactly, and it won best chocolate book in the world in the World Cookbook Awards, and the best in the UK, which was presented in Paris.
That's going to be hard to top.
It is, because I'm started in the second book, but how do you beat the first one when the first one did so well? Very tricky. It's like having a one-hit wonder. Do you come back with a book just as good? I hope I do, and I think I will.
I'm going to keep an eye out for it. I'm going to help Isabel, because she's getting chocolate all over. Thank you very, very much for chatting with me.
You're very welcome.
Hundreds
of
people.
She's doing very well. She really is. Chocolate everywhere, but that's part of making chocolate. Even for me, look. Chocolate everywhere. Up my arms, usually on my face, definitely everywhere.
It's good for the skin, I'm told.
The cocoa butter is. I'm not sure chocolate on its own is. But you can eat it off your skin if you want. But cocoa butter is nourishing.
It's a whole different story there, Paul.
That's for late night radio.
Oh, sorry. Isabel, what are you making here?
Truffles.
And tell me what you're doing then.
Well, you get a ball of chocolate.
Is that the ganache?
Yeah. And then you just put it in some, a little bit of chocolate powder, and then you roll it around in your hand. You can't press it hard or else you'll ruin it.
Is that what Paul told you? Did he tell you about that?
Then after you just dip it in there, and then once you've got lots on and you've rolled it round again, you just dip it back in there.
So how many have you made?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Just give them a little rub, let us get the chocolate on.
So do you think we'll be making some of these for Christmas? Maybe for some presents?
Yeah.
Take about a minute, then you can start taking them out.
And is it really good to be able to get some practice in here?
Yeah. You might need to practice lots of times.
It is about practice, definitely. We can make thousands of shots to get practice.
Should we try eating one?
Not yet.
Do we have to wait, do we?
Yeah.
Oh, don't know how you can do it.
We make thousands of chocolate. Quite a few times
as well. So, just to finish up here, you're just rolling these in cocoa nibs now, are you?
Yeah, you don't roll that. You're not supposed to.
Would you just shake that then?
Not really. You don't do that. You just let it set, and then you just do a bit more until you've finished all of them.
So that's it now. So we're just literally loading them in the plastic bags. Isabel, your bag's here.
I have no more melted chocolate.
So let me ask a quick question. In a word, what would you say is the best advice if you're going to make these at home?
Probably here instead, because you get aprons and gloves, and we don't really have any gloves at home.
Right, that's it. I'm off to buy some gloves then, and we can do it at home. Should we make some at home?
Yeah!